What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fireside Giants. I'm your host, Anthony Rivardo, joined by my co-host, Alex Wilson. And today, we want to dive into the New York Giants' fifth-round draft pick from this year's class, Tyrone Tracy Jr. out of Purdue, wide receiver converted to running back, 5'11", 211, beast, piece of muscle, runs upfield, can't bring him down, tackle-breaking machine with a lot of versatility and dynamic ability as a receiver out of the backfield. We want to dive into him and just kind of look at what he could bring to the table in his rookie season, maybe long-term. We know that the New York Giants are kind of leaning towards taking this running back by committee approach, of course. Saquon Barkley departs in the offseason. They signed Devin Singletary as his replacement. Now they add Tyrone Tracy Jr. to this backfield, and I'm impressed. I didn't know much about this guy until the Giants drafted him, but then I started going through some All-22, watching his film, looking at some highlights as well, and taking a look at some closer stats, some deeper analytics on Tyrone Tracy, and there is so much to like in this kid. The ceiling is very high. The potential is there. It's all about player development, which is something that we've talked about all offseason long for the Giants. Obviously, they've developed or failed to develop a lot of their recent draft picks, but if they can get it right with Tyrone Tracy, I feel really good about this kid, and I think there's a lot of talent to harness and unload here for the New York Giants from their fifth-round draft pick. So we're going to go ahead and dive into all that, but before we do so, make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the channel if you're new, ring the bell so you don't miss an episode, comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a five-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, Alex, how are you doing today, my friend, and what are your thoughts on Tyrone Tracy Jr.?
I'm doing great, man, and look, we were talking about Tyrone Tracy Jr. before this podcast started, and the thing we came back around to was one of my favorite draft players, and it was Malachi Corley, who, by the way, the Jets prioritized. They were, like, trying to move up in the second round. Fortunately, he fell to the third, and they got him there, but Jets got a good one, and, you know, I was looking at Malachi Corley as this underrated prospect, who clearly he was, a third-round pick. I think he's going to be a really nice asset for them. And the Giants, in my opinion, probably liked Malachi Corley because Tyrone Tracy is a really similar player. These two guys are just absolute unique. Like, they're just unique assets in their own ways. And I want to talk about Tyrone Tracy, what he did. You know, he transitioned from receiver to running back, and kind of the opposite with Malachi Corley, who has been a receiver, but he plays like a running back. He plays the game like someone you give the ball to in the backfield, and you just say, go get him, man. Like, keep running. Just go as fast as you can, as far as you can, and use that unparalleled strength to your advantage. Tyrone Tracy is similar in that way. He has, and part of the reason I love Trey Benson out of Florida State was because I loved his contact balance. Tyrone Tracy has that same caliber of contact balance. He manages to stay on his feet. You cannot arm tackle him. And by the way, Anthony, with the league banning the hip drop tackle, guys like this benefit the most because you cannot bring him down by the legs anymore. You can't bring him down by dragging him from behind. He's going to power through those tackle attempts. And not only that, he's going to get a lot of flags for it. You know, hopefully he doesn't get injured from that. And I think it'll still happen occasionally because it's hard in the heat of the moment to, like, think about how you're tackling somebody, especially if you're chasing after them. But if you're using more arm tackles and DBs are trying to do that, you have a player like this, it's going to be really hard to stop him. This is a player who had the most yards after contact in college football at the running back position with 4.44 per attempt. And the guy, I think it's 713 yards and, like, 7 touchdowns or something like that. I mean, he was very, very productive when he was given the ball. He also didn't drop a pass. And the interesting thing to me, Anthony, is that he only had, like, 150 receiving yards. Maybe not even. He barely was used in the passing game. And he's a former receiver. He's a strong guy. He can pass protect. I think this is one of those guys that, you know, you give him a year, give him 2 years, and he might be pushing for starting reps. In fact, I think the Giants drafted him to be an immediate impact player. I don't think that he's going to be stealing Devin Singletary's job, but there are a number of ways that you can utilize a guy like Tyrone, Tracy, to your advantage. One, the new kickoff rules. He's going to be an absolute asset there. Gunnar Olszewski, get ready for a competition, my friend, because Tracy's going to be pushing him for the punt returning jobs too, in my opinion. This is a guy you want returning punts. He can power through those first impact tackles. Gunnar Olszewski, good player. Like, he was solid for us last year, but if he got hit, he was oftentimes going down because he's a smaller dude. Tracy, he's bursting through arm tackles. And that's what you want to see from some of these guys. You know, those gunners, we're talking about like young cornerbacks. We're talking about sometimes they're receivers. Like, they're skinny guys. Tracy's going to bully them. So I do like that about his game as a punt returner and kick returner. But as a pure, like, creative asset, Anthony, how do you think that the Giants can utilize him? Like, is there any ways that you can get creative with him, putting him in motion, you know, using maybe dual running back sets or, you know, third down specific, a change of pace type of guy? He's fast. I mean, he's obviously really strong. He has ridiculous contact balance. I think there's a lot of nice traits here. There's a couple of elite traits here that you got in the fifth round. And the reason you dropped that far is he's going to be 25 years old, I think, at the end of this year. So, you know, he's an older rookie, a much older rookie. But here's the reason I don't give a crap about that. Because the running back shelf life is about four years anyway. It's four, five years. By the time that Tracy and we're done and finished with him, he'll be 30 years old and he'll be a free agent. You know what I mean? Like, that's... this is a good scenario for the Giants. They can maximize his already developed frame and the fact that he has experience in multiple ways. And he can be like literally an instant impact player in specific sets and in specific kind of methods. So, you know, how do you think the Giants get him involved, and where do you think he makes the most impact on this team moving forward?
Yeah, I think immediate impact for Tyrone Tracy Jr. will be as a third down running back, meaning if the Giants are facing a third and 12 and they need somebody on the field who can catch the ball out of the backfield, make some guys miss, and hopefully gain some yardage, that's Tyrone Tracy Jr. He has that receiving background and ability because he's a former wide receiver. So I think him coming out of the backfield, that's what you can expect early on, having him be a rotation back in there for those passing situations. Then going forward, maybe he starts to get some handoffs. Maybe you start to actually develop him as a runner between the box, and then he can maybe even become a solid running back on this team. But early on, I think what the Giants got here from day one is a very fun gadget player. Now, if you remember, Alex, when the Giants drafted Wandale Robinson a couple of seasons ago, his first few games in the NFL, he very much was just a gadget player. The Giants didn't have him lining up out wide or in the slot all that often. Most of his production came from bubble screens or end arounds, you know, like these little quick routes just to get the ball into his hands and let him make some people miss. That was all they really envisioned with Wandale Robinson through the first few games of his career. And then he started to develop, and then they unlocked him and they let him run these routes and go downfield and become a much better player. I think you could expect a similar trajectory with Tyrone Tracy, where he gets on the field early as a gadget player, but then continues to develop and become more of a focal point in the offense. Now, hopefully that is the case. Of course, this is a fifth round draft pick, so the potential is obviously there, but they do need to develop this kid. He hasn't played a whole lot of running back. He's only taken 115 career snaps. Guy needs more reps. He does need to play in order to develop, since he hasn't played the position a whole lot. But again, you love the ability there with his tackle breaking. 115 carries, 46 missed tackles. How do you bring this guy down? You love that ability. And one of the things that I would actually keep in mind for the Giants is they drafted a football player. They didn't draft a running back. They drafted a football player, meaning he's played receiver, he's played running back. What's to say he can't do both of those things at the next level, right? You can absolutely work him in with your wide receivers in practice, with your running backs in practice, and cross-train him there and have him pretty much prepared to play either position. Because let's say that the Giants have some injuries at wide receiver, Alex. Let's say Wandale, knock on wood, goes down, and they're a little thin at the slot receiver position. What stops you from putting Tyrone Tracy Jr. in there and playing him in that role, Alex, that you envisioned for Malachi Corley? Just to be that gadget, screen, slot receiver type, underneath route runner, just catch the ball, break tackles, and run upfield. You know, kind of like what the Giants had envisioned initially for Kadarius Toney before everything went off the rails there. Tyrone Tracy Jr. has some of those abilities and could actually find success, I think, at the next level as a runner and receiver. Maybe play in the slot. You know, if you line this guy up out wide and you throw him a screen and you get a couple blockers out in front of him, he'll make some people miss, he'll break some tackles, and he'll rush upfield. And again, that's not even accounting for the fact that he can line up in the backfield and take some zone rushes and run upfield and make plays. So I just like how dynamic and versatile this player is. The Giants can use this kid all over the place. And even you mentioned it, Alex, they could throw him on special teams. The new kickoff rules, you need tackle breakers back there. It's no longer smart players that are just going to make the right decision on the fair catch. It's guys who are going to get the ball, accelerate, break tackles, and hopefully create some big plays on special teams. That's what the Giants should be looking for now. That's what all NFL teams are looking for now. So Tyrone Tracy, that might be something that you could envision for him. A guy who goes out there on special teams, makes an impact as a new return man. So I just love all of the different talents that this guy brings to the table. And one last thing that I will say before I hand it back to you, Alex, I want to throw this out there for everybody. If you look at Tyrone Tracy's relative athletic score, you'll get jazzed just by looking at it because there's green everywhere. He's got a 9.78 overall score. He ran a 4.48 40-yard dash. Very good for a running back. His shuttle time was 4.06. His three cone, 6.81. So very agile. 40-inch vertical, 10-foot, 4-inch broad jump, and he's 5'11", 209. Now, all of those numbers sound great, and they really are especially nice to look at when you compare them to Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel, same height, 5'11", similar weight, 214 versus 209, exact same 40-yard dash at 4.48 seconds. Shuttle drill was within a half a second of each other. So you can look at this player and say, we've got our Deebo type of player, right? Because that's what we were talking about Malachi Corley, right, Alex? You were saying, I like his Deebo-esque ability and how he could be this versatile kind of throw these screens, let him break tackles player. You can do that with Tyrone Tracy. Even though he's listed as a running back, he's got a very similar athletic profile to Deebo Samuel. He plays the game similarly. He can play that Deebo role that NFL teams are searching for. You know, the 49ers use Deebo Samuel in a very specific way, and it's a very unique way, and they've maximized his talents and made him an all-pro level receiver. But all these NFL teams now are trying to play copycat, because it is a copycat league. They've been looking for a Deebo-like talent, somebody that you could throw the ball to, let him just break tackles. The Giants finally found their Deebo-esque player here. They've got their powerful receiver slash running back athlete, and that's Tyrone Tracy Jr., and I really do think that this is an exciting proposition for the Giants to have somebody with that ability in their lineup. Alex, how do you feel about that? Just kind of the idea that this guy might play a lot of receiver for the Giants. He's listed as a running back, and he'll definitely come out of the backfield and take handoffs and make plays as a receiver out of the backfield, but the idea of maybe putting him in the slot or even out wide to catch screen passes, that can get really exciting because then you could see that tackle-breaking ability on those screen plays really come to fruition.
Well, the way I think of it is, like, how can you use this guy to create deception? I kind of like the idea of utilizing him as a screen catcher because teams will see, you know, the opposing defenses will identify that. They'll say, oh, okay, this guy, we know what he's good at. We know what he's going to do. But think about what it does to create deception around. We can open up more space for guys like Wandale Robinson. We can open up more space for guys like Malik Nabers. You know what I mean? The entire team is going to benefit from a guy like Tracy, who has this unique skill set to get into space and make tacklers miss and pick up extra yards and, you know, utilize his frame and body control. I think it's really unique, and I think that the Giants can get creative here. I think that, listen, the Giants just added Theo Johnson, who's a stupidly, and we'll talk about him in another episode, a stupid athletic tight end out of Penn State. Tracy, who has tons of usage and qualities that we can expand on. And Malik Nabers, one of the best playmakers that we've had since OBJ. You know what I mean? The best receiver we've had since OBJ, and he hasn't even stepped a foot on a football field just yet. So with that being said, I kind of feel as though right now the Giants have an opportunity to get really creative, really build something unique here. You know, you see the Chiefs, they're always building a new wrinkle into their offense. They're always adding another layer to the onion because the truth is you can never figure out what they're doing. The Giants, however, run the same exact five plays over and over and over, and eventually you're going to start to decipher them. Eventually you're going to start to see, well, we know this formation. This is where they usually go. Daniel Jones, we know this is where he likes to go to his first read. We know he likes to run if he doesn't get his first read, if it's not open. You know, like they start to figure out guys like this. The Giants need to simplify this offense for Daniel Jones, if that's the direction they're going to go, and make this about producing as much yardage by utilizing deception and creativity. That is what the Chiefs do. The Chiefs are not a downfield-oriented offense like they were when Tyreek was there. They are much more of a West Coast-style offense. They dink, they dunk, they create space, they make plays, and they have the quarterback to make those accurate throws. Daniel Jones, to me, the best way that the Giants can help him is get the ball out of his hands faster. You know, not keep him in the pocket. The longer that Daniel Jones in the pocket, the worse he is. Because the truth is, he starts to hesitate. He starts to get distracted by the pocket collapsing. He can't get through his progressions. They need to design plays that add other wrinkles to the offense where Daniel Jones can get rid of the ball faster. And also, it doesn't have to be his third read. He can get 1-2, bam, ball is out. He's not going to be able to run the same way he is when he comes back from this injury, objectively. Even if you think that you want to throw him back into the fire and let him run, you know, 10 times a game coming off a torn ACL, I don't think that's probably what they're going to do. Daniel Jones needs to be great because he's a great throwing quarterback, not because he's a great running quarterback. That's really what we need from him. We need him to get better as a passing quarterback. So simplify this offense in terms of get the ball out faster, but get more creative with how they utilize these playmakers. Now they have the weapons to do everything they want to do. All the different concepts, all the different schemes, sub-packages, whatever it might be that they want to utilize, they now have at their disposal. There's no more excuses. You know, we've talked about Daniel Jones not having any more excuses. The coaches have no more excuses. Brian Daboll has no more excuses. You know, Mike Kafka has no more excuses. They need to develop a scheme with the talent they have, and they have a lot of talent now. A lot. It's time to actually produce because the scheme lends itself to better production, not holding us back because they didn't do enough to add different wrinkles and different layers and deception concepts to keep opposing defenses on their feet. They watch the film. They see everything. Giants got to be one step ahead. In 2022, they were one step ahead. Last year, the entire league caught up to them. They got to redo a lot of the playbook now with the new playmakers they have. So I do think that they're going to add a lot of different plays, a lot of more creativity. And if we don't see that, that's a coaching problem, not a Daniel Jones problem, not a neighbor's problem. We need to see more coaching go into the scheme, get rid of the ball faster. Obviously, we'll take the explosive shots downfield. And when you have a guy like Malik Nabers, you can lead that ball out in front of him and he'll chase it down. Same thing with Jalin Hyatt. So I'm excited. It's Slayton as well. I completely forgot about him. So there's a lot of assets here. It's time to utilize them. Daniel Jones, just get the ball to Malik Nabers. He'll add an extra 1,500 yards to your stat line and make you look a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the mission of 2024. Just get the ball into the hands of the playmakers. And obviously, the offensive line needs to play better. You know, the Giants need to pass protect, let the quarterback actually throw the ball in 2024. But now there are players to get the ball in the hands of, right? Like Devin Singletary, you want the ball in his hands. You definitely want the ball in Malik Nabers' hands. And I think that Wandale Robinson proved to everybody that we want the ball in his hands as well down the final stretch of the season. And even throw in the guy that we talked about in today's episode, Tyrone Tracy Jr. You guys are going to want to see this kid with the ball in his hands. If you haven't seen his highlights yet, go search them up. He's a tackle-breaking machine. He is a whole lot of fun to watch. So hopefully this Giants offense is fun to watch this season. I don't know if it will be. It was miserable watching the New York Giants offense last year. Very difficult to watch them punt and turn the ball over and get sacked every other play. Wasn't a whole lot of fun. But now that there is some more playmaking talent around here, hopefully the New York Giants will be a much more well-equipped team on offense, put up more points, and again, be more fun to watch. That's what I'm hoping for. But yeah, quick breakdown here on Tyrone Tracy Jr., an exciting fifth-round draft pick for the New York Giants. How do you guys feel about him? Do you think he's going to be a starter soon on this team? Do you think he's going to make an impact as a rookie? Of course, we want to hear your thoughts down below. And of course, stay tuned to Fireside Giants for all of your New York Giants news, rumors, reports, and coverage right here on Fireside Giants. Make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. And comment your thoughts down below in the comment section. If you listen to Apple or Spotify, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Go ahead and follow us on all of our social media channels at Fireside Giants. Without further ado, we'll catch you all in the next one. Have a good one, and let's go Giants.